had plenty of horses to ride and everything like that. And so I bought 350 head of hogs with that $20.
350?
Bought them 3 and 4 and 5 a week and killed them and butchered them. I got a good nigger that lived back of me, had a big family, but he was a good hand. And we woke the chickens up crowing for midnight and woke them up crowing for daylight too. So when the 7 months is up, the hot season come on, why, I'd say the pair of mules didn't sell, and I'd rented, I already had a little place down close to me, I'd rented and I kept it. So I went down there and I put at that place in corn, roasting their corn, plowed the ground, fixed it up, planted it, worked it, gathered it and sold it. And I got into politics, county commissioner. And I run against a distant cousin of mine and three other men. And I was going to run for this job 2 years before that, but a cousin of mine told me not to. This fella beat me. I said, well, I finally told him I would, but I said, next time I'm going to run. Will this fella come out again? So this same cousin told me, said, don't you run against him, he'll beat you. I said, well, by golly, you got to do it. I said, because I'm running, I'm not going to look back. I said, and I'm going to beat him. So it was 4 of us in the race, and I was the high man in the race. And so he led the ticket, and I was second, and we had a runoff. And he had lots of money, and I didn't have any. He spent dollars where I didn't even spend a copper. Because I'd go downtown then with a quarter in my pocket and I'd stay down there all day and come home and eat my food that I had, my family was eating. And I saved that much with that, buy a pound of coffee then. So, and then when I wanted a drink of water, I didn't go around the soda fountain where there was a bunch of people, you know, and you'd ask for a drink and expect you in politics. So I just walk over to the city hall and get me a drink of water out the fountain over there. And so when the runoff, before that, I'll tell you, I want to finish about my farming, but I'll finish this politics. And so we had a hot race. You know how many boats I beat him?
How many?
I beat him 96 boats in the runoff. And you know what I told my wife in the runoff? I said I'll beat him between 100 and 150 votes. I figured it out by boxes and on a percentage basis. And I beat him. And you know why I beat him?
How?
He'd go out here in the country. He wouldn't get out. I'd get out. I'd went up to the farm there was in the country. Everybody lived back in the backwoods. I went to one place and I said, there ain't no need of going out there. I said, that fella doesn't have any poll tax. I said, well, he has some influence, and I know he's kin to somebody to have one. And I wouldn't come out here and let him know that I'd been out here. I wouldn't see him. I'd have to get out of my old car, old Model T Ford, and I'd walk across half a mile or three quarters over there to see him. But one in particular, I remember, he said, Mr. Watts says, I don't have a vote. But says, I'll tell you what I'll do for you. Says, my father and mother live in Texarkana over on Street. And says, I'll go by there and pick them up election day and I'll take them to the polls and I'll see if they vote for you. Well, I worked on those little things. He played the big man, I played the little fella.